This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, as we conclude our Youth Month conversations, or not perhaps, we've spent the past few weeks speaking to young entrepreneurs, also innovators, healthcare professionals, leaders who are shaping South Africa's future. We've certainly delved into and looked into that on today's show. But what we're doing today is taking a step back to ask a broader question. What is it actually like being a young person in South Africa right now? Well, our guest in studio is someone who sits at the intersection of academia, current affairs, youth engagement. Eliezer Enfield is a third-year politics, philosophy, and economics student at the Edgevos Bedford View and is currently completing his work, Integrated Learning, as a news intern, well, right here at High FM. Now, as someone who studies society, politics, economics, and public discourse, whilst engaging with the news every day, Eliezer brings a unique perspective on the opportunities and challenges facing his generation. Now, what we're going to be doing today is discussing everything from education, employment, identity, a sense of belonging, social media, mental health, leadership, and what young South Africans really want from the future. Eliezer, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Missed you on the roundup last week, but okay, I'm going to get you back today now. Welcome again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on board. Okay, so let's start at the top. As a young South African yourself, if you were to describe the mood of your generation in one sentence, now let's look at this holistically from a broader perspective. What would it be? Let's start there.
I hate to be the Debbie Down all the time, but I do think the word that came to mind was despondent.
As politics, philosophy, economics student, do you think, well, South Africa is doing enough to prepare young people for the realities of the modern economy, and why that despondency?
I don't think at all. There is a big gap between learning and in educational institutions and then actually going into the work world after that, I think. And of course, businesses don't actually really want to hire a lot of people of our age group. So I think that's also where a lot of the despondency comes from, and just the general trajectory of the country.
You know, we look at young people often told that they are the future, but many are facing, well, we see in the tabloids now, unemployment, financial pressure, uncertainty. Do you think today's youth really feel optimistic about the future at this stage?
Currently, I don't think so. Not at all.
Not at all. I mean, we look at social media dominating the lives of many young people. So has it really empowered your generation, or has it created new pressures and unrealistic expectations?
Well, this is what I'll speak, because today I bring the specific sort of background of being a Jewish youth, which I think is quite different from being a general South African youth. So I know for the Jewish community, the social media has become somewhat of a cesspool. You go online and all you see is how Jews can be blamed for the problems in the world, what people think Israel's done wrong this time, and so on. So it's not really a healthy place to be at the moment.
You know, interesting, Nali, we spoke earlier on before we came on air regarding now the Jewish community and Jewish youth, which is what I want to touch on to now. But it doesn't mean we have to ignore the broader perspective of the issue. So let's look at education, employment, and finding your place in this day and age. Now, Eliezer, when you are speaking to fellow students and young professionals, or anyone in the young people of the younger generation in your community, what is the number one issue that constantly comes up in conversations?
So I, before doing the show, I did some market research. I came on with things today that I asked Jewish youth about what are the issues that affect them today. Mm-hmm. And I think in general, when it comes to employment, so there's always going to be the general, this isn't what they said, but this is a more general thing. The problem is that when you're looking for a job, they ask for so many years of experience, but you can't get those experience without having a job in the first place. When it comes more specifically to what Jewish youth said, they spoke about how even when you're looking for a job, it seems more about for practical reasons of employment other than actually enjoying yourself.
Do they sense any kind of discrimination by any chance, being Jewish? I mean, given the political climate that the world finds itself in right now, and the politics and the news dominating Israel and the Middle East. What have you sensed there?
I'm not sure about, no one said any specific like full-on discrimination. And I think that is because in South Africa, I don't think a lot of people actually know what a Jewish person is. But there is obviously the identity-wise, the issue of Israel. You do feel like sometimes in a lot of circles you have to keep quiet about it. Because what the government has been saying, for them, they've only shown one side of it. And it's a very important issue for South African Jews. So that is definitely the biggest part of that.
When you are in discussion with fellow colleagues, friends, of course, the youth itself, do they by any chance outline any plans, any ideas that they have to progress and take the community forward? Do they have any vision regarding where the community stands in South Africa now and how it should evolve as of this point? Have you by any chance come across that?
I think the sad part is a lot of people are looking overseas in general. Obviously, Israel making Aliyah, which is obviously becoming more difficult now that the government wants to arrest people for serving in the army. In general, I think it's probably the same sort of things as other communities also. You want more jobs, opportunities, safety. It's a big one. Mm-hmm. Of course, you would like to go out as a normal person without worrying about whether you're going to be robbed and those kind of things.
You know, many people feel enormous pressure to have their lives also figured out by their 20s. Where do you think that pressure stems from?
From a Jewish perspective, there's probably two parts about that. Number one, a lot of Jewish private schools kind of hammer the issue of you have to go to university, you have to do this degree, and you have to, then that's going to be the career you're in for like 50 years. The other thing is obviously because of the history, and this is not a bad thing. I think Jewish parents also have like high standards for their children because we've had to work so hard to get to where we are since we couldn't trust anybody but ourselves for so long. So I think that's where it comes from.
There's an interesting question coming in from our listeners. Well, one of our listeners is asking, Eliezer, do you think today's youth are politically engaged enough, or have many become disconnected from politics and public life?
That's a very good question. I think the majority of youth are quite politically disconnected. I think Jewish youth in general are maybe more, because you have to know like what's going on not only here but in Israel, because we have family there for the most part, and I'm not sure how you would solve it. I know that, and this is a good thing, out of all the communities that votes, like the Jewish community, or usually walled around in South Africa included, have some of the highest turnout rates, and I think that does extend to Jewish youth, even if it's lower than the general community.
We're seeing more young people starting businesses, freelancing, creating multiple income streams, if we can define it that way. Would you say entrepreneurship is becoming a necessity rather than a choice in this day and age?
Probably. With so much unemployment, you have to look to other measures than the more formal classic ones of just getting hired.
We also heard from some Jewish young people who spoke about balancing their identity, faith, friendships, and wider society more broadly. Now, how important is the issue of identity and belonging for young South Africans today? Do young people actually feel comfortable being themselves, or is there pressure to fit in?
I will tackle this from the Jewish youth perspective. I think being Jewish is always going to be very different to... Because whatever you do, you're never going to, you know, live down. And you shouldn't have to. You should be proud of it, where you come from, things like that. So I think for the most part, people are more comfortable here in than overseas. But one of the things that they did talk about, and when you in university, there's not actually a lot. So in the public universities, there are more Jewish people than the private universities. But you still have things that fall on Saturdays, so on Shabbat, you might have on Yom Tov, on the festivals, obviously. So this can be a problem, especially when people don't really understand, because Saturday for other people is a normal day. And then also, if there's events on that day, also it can be kind of an issue.
You know, another challenge young people raised was learning how to form opinions which are separate from family, friends, communities, social media influences. How difficult is it for young people today to think independently and develop their own worldview?
So the Jewish community is a very close-knit community. That's not a bad thing. That's actually like one of our biggest strengths, I think. So when it comes to forming your own opinion, of course, there are always going to be a lot of people around you that want you to leave this way or that way. And that's why it is something that is hard. And if you're in, like, other spaces, so university spaces and, like, VITs and those kind of things, there's a lot of protests going on. So you often are, like, it's almost a bit like you against the world when it comes to things like Israel. Because everyone else just believes either that it isn't something that will affect them, so they don't really care, or that, you know, what the government is saying, that there's a genocide or whatever, which obviously isn't true. So that is something that's difficult.
You know, we look at influences stemming from outside, such as social media. Now, your generation has grown up with social media as a constant presence. You know, it's really infiltrated people's, shall we say, realm. Daily realm. Has it connected young people more? Has it created new pressures and expectations?
It's a bit of both, but for the most part it has had, like, I think, a detrimental effect on mental health, because in your own, maybe in South Africa, there might be some people that are anti-Semitic, but it's not as much, whereas we go to social media, suddenly you're exposed to the entire world, so you have other people from overseas kind of things, and there obviously is, like, a pressure to show, like, you went on this holiday or you did this and that. So I think overall the effect has been negative.
You know, let's expand on that. It can be termed as the comparison trap. So social media, let's look at it. It often presents everyone's highlight reel, you know, like their swan song display, you could say. How much damage does constant comparison do to young people's confidence and self-worth? Because there's a lot of competing going on that kind of platform.
I think calling it the highlight reel sort of effect is the perfect way of describing it. It's very unhealthy to always be comparing yourself to something that just can't be achieved. And even the people posting that, for the most part, aren't actually achieving it. So you're trying to live up to an unrealistic ideal, and then you just end up making yourself miserable, I think.
You know, when you look at leadership and the future, trust in leadership, do you believe young South Africans still believe political leaders, institutions, public figures can solve the country's problems, or is there growing skepticism?
There are two parts of this. So obviously we talked about the voting, but it depends also on the issues. So there'll be two different issues that will be important to the Jewish community. One is obviously general domestic issues. Of course, your first is going to be what's going on here. So I think Jewish people do vote more than other people. So that is one thing. The second thing is there isn't really a big party that actually represents exactly what Jewish people believe. There are some smaller parties that say they're pro-Israel. And that's not issue number one, but obviously it would be nice to have that voice in government, I think, as to put sort of a barrier on some of the excesses of African National Congress.
Well, let's look at that voice from government. If our leaders were listening right now, what then do you think, Eliezer, young people would want them to prioritize at this stage?
So, of course, the employment, that's one thing. We need more. We need economic growth, and we need it fast. And there needs to be, even if you're looking for jobs, there's obviously pages and pages of empty jobs, but it doesn't match the skills that young people have to offer. So that would be the first thing, is to solve that. The second thing would be to, I think, not be such an echo chamber. I understand there's a lot of history and ideology that goes into it, but it would be appreciated if the politicians listened a bit more rather than tried to lecture on foreign policy. I think also social media, you can't really do much about, but it definitely would be helpful if the leaders were also more attentive to Jewish concerns in general, I think.
Eliza, as we look ahead, as we wrap up our conversation, well, despite all the challenges we've discussed today, employment, unemployment, I should put it, identity, social media pressures, uncertainty, what gives you hope when you look at your generation and the future of South Africa? And is there a core message you'd like to put out there, you know, that would genuinely improve, for example, life for young South Africans over the next 5 years? What would that be?
So the first thing, those who do vote, that does give me hope. And also that we're still trying. Like, I think Jewish South Africans haven't given up yet, or South African Jews haven't given up yet. We're still trying to, you know, be part of the country, to go and study and to get degrees and to get jobs and things like that. We haven't checked out yet. So it isn't over, but we are hitting sort of a crossroads, I think, in the next few years.
Eliezer Enfield, third year politics, philosophy and economics student at EduVos Bedfordview, currently completing his work integrated learning as a news intern right here at Chai FM. Eliezer, thank you for helping us close out, or not necessarily so, our Youth Month series with an honest and thoughtful conversation. You know what's clear from today's discussion? About, and that is, young South Africans, well, they're certainly navigating a complex world, one filled with challenges, uncertainty, pressures, but also one filled with opportunity, innovation, and resilience. Youth Month, of course, isn't just about remembering the courage of previous generations. It's also about listening to the voices of today's young people and understanding the realities they face. Eliezer, thank you once again for sharing your perspective and for reminding us that the future isn't something that's waiting to happen. It's something that's already being shaped by the choices, ideas, and actions of young people every day. And to our listeners, as Youth Month continues, let's not only celebrate our young people, but let's also create the opportunities, also the support and conversations they need to thrive. And please keep your questions coming. Well, I'll put some questions to you. Let's get this conversation going. What advice would you give today's young people that you believe could help them succeed in an increasingly uncertain world? The youth issue is really headlining in our on our tabloids as of late. And we're not surprised with the unemployment situation going on, the political field that they are dealing with. And what's one change that would make the biggest difference in improving opportunities for South Africa's youth?